That's Private Soldier, a Supernatural Army AU, written by Benedict Cumberlongpond and read by Eos Rose. It's a rasp of stubble and the clink of dog tags that finally pulls Sam awake, reaching for his knife and immediately having his arm stilled by familiar fingers. "Dean?" he whispers into the dark. They were in their tent. It was nighttime. It was one of the few nights the Winchester brothers weren't on fucking night watch. And Sam wanted to sleep. "That's Private Winchester, little brother," Dean reminded him carefully, pushing against his bunk so Sam would scooch over and let him in, feeling the lines of his hardened body as well as the length of his erection pushing against his thigh. And Sam thought that maybe sleep was overrated. "All right, Private," Sam replied, quirking an eyebrow and teasing his hand over his brother's singlet, tugging at his dog tags until their faces were close. "What are you doing in my bunk?" he asked, tugging a little tighter so Dean's lips nudged his. Not quite kissing, just tasting.
"Uniform inspection," Dean said, his lips brushing against Sam's.
"Are those regulation army combat pants?" Sam rolled his eyes, moving hands to unbuckle his belt and slip out of those trousers faster than Dean might have realized, holding them up for him to inspect.
"What's the verdict?" Sam asked. "Probably fine," Dean answered, taking the pants from Sam's grip and tossing them over his shoulder, positioning himself between Sam's legs and grinning.
Sam rose up to meet his lips, a sweet kiss that turned dirty when Dean scraped his teeth across Sam's lower lip. Sam pushed at Dean's pants, undoing the fly and managing to get them to about his thighs before giving up and slipping his hand into Dean's briefs, running fingers over his brother's erection and groaning.
"Been too long," Dean whispered, pushing forward into Sam's hand. "Wanna be inside you."
Sam wordlessly lifted his hips and used his free hand to snag one of Dean's, sucking fingers into his mouth until they were wet, and then directing them to his ass. Dean palmed his cheeks before spreading them, sliding inside his briefs and rubbing a spit-slick finger over his hole, slowly pushing inside with a lack of urgency that made Sam's eyes roll.
"Dean, please," Sam murmured, whimpering when Dean plunged his finger in completely before withdrawing, going back to a teasing pace of easing his finger in and out.
Eventually, he added a second, doing the same thing until Sam was begging for it.
"Dean, just go faster, please. We don't have enough time. Please, Dean, need it. Need your cock in me, big brother. Please, please, please."
"Hey, it's okay, Sammy. I gotcha," Dean whispered against Sam's neck, scissoring his fingers and working in a third, Sam already loosened and pliant for him.
Dean groaned at that, lifting Sam's body and tugging down his briefs so he could slide the head of his cock against that hole. Sam was bearing down, trying to get Dean inside him, hands scrabbling over his older brother's back. His movements stilled when Dean finally pushed inside.
"Dean, yes," Sam mumbled.
"I thought I told you," Dean said, raising Sam's legs to push in deeper. "That it's Private Winchester. Or sir. Disobey me again and you'll be getting punished, soldier. Am I clear?"
"Sir, yes, sir,"
Sam managed to groan when Dean bottomed out inside him, cock pulsing in time with his heartbeat.
"Please, fuck me, sir," Sam said.
Dean grinned, wrapping a fist in Sam's dog tags and pulling his brother's face up to his.
"Good boy."
The end. This has been a recording of That's Private Soldier, written by Benedict Cumberlongpond and read by Eos Rose.